It's Thursday. That means it's time to check in with the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council. Joining us this morning, we have Jeff Fitzwater and Katie Posey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, and who's going to start us off today? I think you have a couple of things coming up real soon.
Oh, we do. We do. Yeah, 4th of July weekend is a big weekend for everyone, and it's very different this year than last year, as everyone knows. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about briefly was, just to reiterate that, the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council and the Main Street Gallery, we are opening, for the first time since March, and we have new policies and procedures, that require masks to be worn in order to enter the Main Street Gallery. We are also going to have a path marked on the floor of the gallery to follow so that we don't have cross traffic. And we have an amazing set of artists who have brought in artwork for the 2020 Ketchikan Artist Invitational. And so we are having an opening reception on Friday, July 3rd.
That would be tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. That's right. And they're extended hours. So normally our opening receptions are 5 to 7, and it's a big party with food and drink. And this opening reception is a big social experiment. We are going to be open from 2 until 7, so extended hours. And in hopes that people will come and not feel that panic to get there at exactly 5 o'clock p.m., you know. The online gallery will be open at 2 p.m. as well, so it doesn't matter if you're in person or at home. You can see the artwork at exactly the same time, 2 p.m. And if you'd like to purchase artwork, you can purchase it from your phone, your computer, from our online Main Street Gallery store. And so there is no obligation to go to the Main Street Gallery, but if you feel safe and comfortable and confident, you're not experiencing any symptoms of COVID-19 virus, then please come to the Main Street Gallery between the hours of 2 and 7 wearing a mask. We will have a queue set up outside, actually on the sidewalk. And people will come in their small family groups or in as individuals. And we're not going to have more than 12 people in the gallery at a time. And they can spend as much time in there as they want, going from piece to piece. And then when they're finished, we will have them exit the side door and accept more people to come in. And like I said, it's a big, fun social experiment. One of the things that has been absolutely amazing is to work with all the artists. And I'm going to say who the artists are. I am so proud of all of these artists because they have they've been working. They've been flexible. They've brought in the most beautiful pieces of artwork. And I'm just so excited to have the Main Street Gallery open. Cautiously excited, but so excited that, for instance, I mean, this is just, a personal note just on my own. The gallery is lit and it's beautiful and the pieces are glowing and we haven't seen the Main Street Gallery lit since March. And, we had a beautiful exhibit for Brooke Ratzad in there in April, but it wasn't the same because we had it lit for video and then because there were no visitors, the gallery was dark. And so we had a beautiful exhibit, but it's just, this is the first time in a long time that we've walked in and it's just like, oh, it's like how the gallery's intended to be.
It's like so going home. I was going to say, it's like going home.
Thank you, Maria. Yes, it is. So the artist who will be exhibiting in the 2020 Artists of Ketchikan annual invitation are Barb Bigelow, Dale Clark, Jess Davila, Glenn Fazakerly, our very own Jeff Fitzwater, Norman Jackson, Mimi Kotlarov, Marilyn Lee, Emily Oshima, Chip Porter, Dave Rubin, Leif Sievertson, Jeanette Sweetman, and Yvonne Zerbitz. And it is beautiful. And so I highly encourage everyone to enjoy the exhibit, whether it is from home or in person. If there's someone who'd really like to see it in person and they don't want to come on the opening reception, the Main Street Gallery has chosen to be open Monday through Friday, noon to 5 p.m. For anyone who would like to come in, they can call from outside and ask us, like, how crowded is it? How, blah, blah, blah. And we'll let you know who's here and everything. And again, you must wear masks. But also, if you, let's say you have a family group of five and you really just want to come alone to the gallery, you can call and make a private reservation. And we would love to book an opportunity for you to see it, knowing that it's going to be just you. So we're really trying our hardest to be as flexible as possible to encourage everyone to feel comfortable with the choices that they make. So you can see a list of our new safety protocols on our website, and you can always call at 225-2211 and we'll walk you through it. If you have any questions or concerns at all, please don't hesitate. We would be happy to let you know what we're doing and how we're doing it and why we're choosing to do it that way. And the online gallery store is www.ketchikanarts.org. And you can see the entire gallery there, just beautifully and visually, or you can click on any of those images and purchase the items that are available. Some of the items are not for sale, and so of course those won't be available for sale. And then Jeff, do you want to talk really quick about our blueberry bling?
You're in mute. Oh. Jeff, you're muted. We can't hear you. There you go. Now you're muted again.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Yes, 2020 Blueberry Arts Festival Bling is here, and you can go online to ketchikanarts.org. And among the bling, we have, for the first time, you can order your 45th Annual Blueberry Arts Festival T-shirt online, and all the sizes and everything is on there on our store. And you can order them. You can even have them mailed to you, or you can order them and they will be here the week of July 24th, and we'll make an announcement and you can come by the gallery and pick them up if you want to do it that way. We also have stickers, Blueberry Arts Festival logo stickers. They're about a 2.5-inch circle, and it's a beautiful design. Of course, all our bling has the design by artist Isabella Schreckheis. It's really, really beautiful. It's on the T-shirts, it's on the stickers, and new this year, it's on a face covering. And so we have a face covering with that logo on the side, and it's a heather black, 100% cotton, double layer, comfortable behind the head mask, and they're only available through the Arts Council. They wash up beautifully, and they wear well. And you can show off your Ketchikan art pride while supporting the Arts Council. And they're only $12 each. So stickers are $3, and T-shirts are $20 for short sleeve, $25 for long sleeve, and $13 for youth.
Okay. And obviously the festival itself is not happening as a downtown event, but you do have a few activities that are taking place.
Yeah, we do, Maria. Along with our blueberry bling, we are accepting submissions for the Blueberry Beard contest. We're asking that people take mugshots of their beautiful beards and quarantine growth, and we'll have an opportunity to vote on those beard images. And that is, I believe, the deadline for the beard and mustache contest is the 24th.
Yes.
And then we are also accepting art submissions for the Blueberry Arts Festival art exhibit, which is an open call art exhibit to artists of all ages and all age groups. And we're taking a lot of notes and a lot of feedback for tomorrow night's opening reception. And we're planning on making a few adjustments and then having an opening reception for the Blueberry Arts Festival Main Street Gallery Call. And that would be July 31st, which is the last Friday in July. And so that's pretty exciting. We wanted to give artists as many opportunities as possible to practice their art. And so those were the two. Yeah, Jeff?
Yes, the deadline for the artwork is also on Friday, July 24th as well, and at 5 p.m. And you can have up to two pieces, correct?
That is correct. And if you're an art if you're a Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council member, it is free to submit that art. And if you are not, you are welcome to submit art. There's just a $30 submission fee. So everyone is welcome to be in this art exhibit.
And there are prizes for adults and youth.
That's right. And best in show. So People's Choice will also have a prize, which is it's one of the ways. And then, of course, over that weekend, July 31st, August 1st and 2nd, the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council and First City Players are doing their Kakash scavenger hunt. Kakash. So Kakash, as we stated last Thursday during our weekly arts report, is a huge, wonderful, exciting Ketchikan Community Arts Scavenger Hunt, which is the acronym Kakash. And we are very excited to be partnering with the First City Players. And it's just a super fun event. We've been meeting weekly to get the most wonderful scavenger hunt list accumulated, and this list has events for everyone to do. And we're so excited to offer the community something new, different, and exciting in exchange for not being able to have the Blueberry Arts Festival this year. And then if you're really, really excited about scavenger hunts and you just can't wait to start, Ketchikan Wellness Coalition is also having a scavenger hunt. It is called the Ketchikan Goose Chase. And that is starting
I think
July
10th.
July 10th to July 24th.
That's right. So theirs is a little bit longer than ours, and the cost is $20 for 13 years and above, as is ours. And then everyone can play. And I think that's one of the most exciting things, is that the whole entirety of the Ketchikan community is trying their hardest to make events that are safe, that encourage community. And so the Ketchikan Coalition Goose Chase will be July 10th through July 24th. The Kakash Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council and First City Players Scavenger Hunt will be July 31st through August 3rd. And it's fun. I'm just so excited to see what the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition comes up with. And I'm really excited to play their game. And I'm really excited to see people play our game.
Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention this morning?
Oh, the fireworks will be Saturday at 11 p.m. And the Chamber of Commerce has a list of what they are doing and aren't doing. It's really great. If you decorate your house and your local business, they're going to be
judging,
celebrating the. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that they are, they will be doing some judging. If you want to be included, I believe they're asking businesses to let them know that you want to participate. I think they're just going to drive through neighborhoods and then, kind of determine some winners, so to speak, of most, I think it's most patriotic, best interpretation of the theme, which is, isn't it hometown hero, something like that. Heroes. I'm blanking on the theme. Anyway, someone will call. But anyhow, yeah, best interpretation of the theme and various other things. So anyhow, that is an option.
It's really great because I've been driving around town and I'm seeing people getting excited and starting to decorate, which is, it's encouraging and it's fun. And then there will be a couple attempts at some live concerts. The first one is July 3rd. And that is the Western Flyers, which is going to be at Creek Street Cabaret for $5. The next one, the Compass Roses, will be doing an outdoor concert on their garage July 4th at 1 p.m. And you can go to their Facebook page. But it's a free concert. You just walk up to Harris. It's right on the corner of Harris Street and Park Avenue. So they're going to just be up there on the garage making tunes. And that's great because it's a wonderful way to be outside and be able to physically distance and hear some great music. And then also on July 4th, Diane Slagle will be having a outdoor concert on the back patio of the Bar Harbor restaurant. And that is from 2 to 5 p.m. So if you're really excited about live music, you can practice social distancing and listen to some live music on July 4th. And there will be fireworks at 11 p.m. And then I think that's all of the events for this weekend.
I know Jeff, do you have it? I was going to say, I know they're having the Lumberjack show virtually now, I believe you can find further information from KPU with regards to that.
KPU.
But my understanding is that there's going to be some sort of virtual Lumberjack Timber Carnival
concert. Okay. I have not seen that information, so thank you for that, Maria.
And of course, KRBD will have our taco sales. We're just selling 4th of July tacos. So we will.
That's right.
We will be
$10 for a beautiful, delicious serving of chicken and tortillas, right?
Right. It's enough. Apparently, it's enough for like two tacos, and you get to put it together yourself in case there's certain items you do not wish or you want to. Whatever, but you get all the ingredients in little separate containers, and we have biodegradable boxes that they will be in.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes. And anyhow, basically, you can pre-order or drive up, and we'll have people out there masked up and gloved up and able to get you your order. So, and I'm sure there are other things that are happening as well that, you know, there's probably other businesses or groups that are having things. But anyhow, I guess it's sort of like drive around, view all the houses and businesses and see what you come upon.
Yep. That's the best way to stay safe. It's in your car.
It's going to be interesting. Yes, this is going to be an interesting fourth.
Yeah, but everybody's trying something, and it's really great. It's a wonderful opportunity to support local people and practice and be a good role model and wear your face covering and practice physical distancing and wash your hands and be proud to be celebrating the 4th of July.
Okay.
In a different way.
Yes, yes. Oh, and you mentioned face coverings also, that you have a gallery opening. If someone comes to the gallery opening and they do not have a face mask, will there be some available, or you need to be sure to bring your own?
We have disposable face coverings available at the Main Street Gallery if you come and forget one. We are encouraging people to bring their own. We will also have hand sanitizer available. There will be no public restroom. And we're not going to have a sign-in book, so there won't be a pen to touch over and over and over again. and there will be no food and drink. So it's a different type of opening. And as I said, there will be a path, and we're not encouraging speed or going fast. We're everyone can take as long as they'd like as they go through, as long as they follow the pathway on the floor. And we'll just let the next group in as one group leaves, and just not hurry people along and enjoy each piece of art as we come to it.
Okay. And again, that starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, as well as online, if you do not want to go in person. And I'm gathering that will be on display through the 24th.
That's so exactly right.
And so if you can't make it Friday or choose to go on a different day, you'll have some options during the week.
That's right.
As you mentioned.
Monday through Friday. Yep. And by appointment, you can always call.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Any more things, or have we got it all?
I think we've got it all, Maria. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and have a great opening tomorrow. Again, thank you to Katie Posey, Jeff Fitzwater from the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council.